We're fine. Just don't cut the music because we're live. Just let it go and go ahead, Phil.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting live from the amygdala of liberty. We activate your mirror neurons with the spooky sounds of a serotonin splash at a distance.
Wow.
This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 calciums. And this keeps a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it, James and Michael? Can you guys feel it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially the serotonin part. I'm digging it.
Especially the calcium part for me.
Yeah.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Nah. That was great. Did you write that just now on the spot?
No.
Phil?
No. Nope. Well, I wrote the calciums part, but that's it.
Who wrote the rest of that? Have I heard that one? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? There's so many fiends.
It's like number one on the list.
Oh,
I think it just hasn't been used in a while.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, because we rotate them. So this is the Freedom Fiends. I'm Michael W. Dean, and we got Phil Pollard. Is it Pollard or Pollard? How do you say your name?
It's Pollard.
Cool. And we got
everybody
James
makes
Weeks.
That mistake.
James Weeks. Say it again.
That's me.
Pollard. Pollard.
No, Pollard.
Pollard. Paul. Yeah. I'll think of pollen. Because I have problems with pollen, but not with Pollard.
That works. So you can also think of Paul's lard.
Paul's lard.
Fat guy named Paul.
And then James Weeks smokes lard. I mean, not lard. Smokes pollen is what I said. Yeah. Do you smoke pollen, James?
No.
Okay.
Smoking pollen while tapping his ludes.
All right. So the naked guy on TV at the Libertarian Party.
That's me.
Yeah, we got a, somebody made a meme today. Well, there's a meme of James Weeks.
There's tons of memes of me.
Yeah, there's a ton, but somebody posted one.
Well, it was like the 1 year anniversary of it yesterday or something like that.
Really? And I didn't know. That's why all my neighbors were barbecuing today, huh? Okay. I got
that. Absolutely. Everyone was celebrating the time I got naked on C-SPAN.
You should have done it. I think Memorial Day is a different day each week, year, because it's always on a Monday, right? So
yeah.
If it ever falls, you could start looking at calendars to see if there's a year that it's going to fall on Memorial Day, and we should make a meme about that, about, you know, that's why everyone's barbecuing, because it's the 3 year anniversary, whatever. Yeah.
There was a bunch of people I saw making memes of me yesterday. That's what led me to believe it was the 1 year anniversary, because it was coming up and people were sharing like their memory things on Facebook.
Ew. Yeah.
So a lot of people were doing that. And
I gotta go ahead.
There was a great one that the Facebook page, I'm gonna give them a shout out just because they're awesome and they make great memes. Denkertarians. and they made a meme, and it's there's a meme where it's the guy and he's like shrugging and it's like in three different poses, and the caption on it was, when somebody asks where all the conservatives went, and they photoshopped my face, like three different, like they went through my Facebook and found like three different expressions of mine and put them on each of the faces.
Of you naked at the Libertarian Party convention, you mean?
Oh, no, they just do put my faces on the guy.
Oh, just you. Just the fact that you exist is why all the conservatives left the Libertarian Party?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, you know.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service on this Memorial Day. Yeah. But someone made a meme. Someone posted on Facebook one of those memes of you clapping while you're dancing naked or in a man thong on C-SPAN. And it was this guy named The Lawn Man, who is a Freedom Fiends fan for many years, who says that he does like landscaping and gardening for a living, and, you know, riding mowers, like he mows big yards and stuff. And he says that the Freedom Fiends are his favorite show for the content, but also because I produce it so loud that it's the only show he can hear every word on his headphones while he's on a riding mower. So, and he says, he said that he posted this picture of you dancing naked on TV, which was a year ago. And he said, wait, this can't be the same guy. Because he says he was a newly minted libertarian when this happened and was mad. Now I look at it and laugh out loud. Good one, James Worms. This must be a different guy, because the lawn man that I'm thinking of might not have that name, but I thought this was the guy, because that guy's been listening to us for years. But, you know, maybe he's been listening to us for years just to laugh at us and hasn't bought the libertarianism until less than a year ago.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah.
That could be.
Maybe he just likes slow. Our voices. Yeah, wearing them down slow. Well, you know that our iTunes, we have two apps. They're both free, and they're great. And they have a lot of options, especially the Android one. But the one for Android is called Freedom Fiends Radio. And the one for iTunes, I wanted to call it something different. So it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. And I just kind of like the idea of, you know, like taking status and locking them in a room and putting them on an infinite loop of freedom fiends to bring them to liberty, you know, violate the non-aggression principle to bring them to non-aggression. It'd be great. I think we should do it. Wait, where's my app? Not a guarantee. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Where is it, James? You can do it.
Where is the
My allegedly? Phone's in the other room. My phone's in the other room. There so, it is. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, I have another notice, unless James has more on that, is that I found out something. So Kevin McKernan is our friend, Freedom Fiends fan, that we brought him from, like, you know, kind of statist minarchist to full-on voluntarist several years ago. And he's a heavy cat. He worked on the Human Genome Project. And this might make the people in the audience like him. He was honored at the White House for his contribution to the Human Genome Project. There were like 10 or 12 people. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, actually, it was, I think it was Jimmy Carter or no, Clinton. I think it was Clinton. Maybe it was Jimmy
Clinton
Carter.
Some Democrat.
I don't know, whenever it was. Yeah, he was brought to the White House. And, you know, he runs a DNA company, and he's, you know, a lot of people say, like, what have you done for the world? Well, he's probably working on curing cancer. If not curing cancer, like, one of the things his company does is when people have cancer, his company does a really specialized, does a genome sequencing on the person and creates a recipe for doctors to use for really, really targeted cancer treatment that's more effective than just, you know, throwing poisons and radiation at people like they usually do. So he's helping save lives. So that's cool. But Kevin McKernan, and I said something wrong on the show. I said that a lot of people, and he said I didn't even have to correct this. He's just like, it's all good. But I said something about that, like, you know, a lot of people's
stuff happening with new stuff. I
mean, there's been road to liberty. Did you just start playing the app? That's funny.
Yeah,
that was another Freedom Fiends show. So Kevin McKernan said that, you know, his road to liberty did not have the Alex Jones pit stop. You know, a lot of people, I say, go from, like, you know, Alex Jones to Ron Paul to the Freedom Fiends, you know, and I actually made a meme about that once, but he said he did not have the pit stop of Alex Jones. But the thing that he told me that I didn't know, and I looked this up and it's true, internet confirms it, is that the locus coeruleus, the part of the brain that we talk about a lot, in the intro, well, we don't talk much about it, but we talk about it every day once. He said that's one of the action targets in the brain for LSD. So there. So we are altering your locus coeruleus. Freedom Fiends are the LSD of liberty.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
LSD was the LSD of liberty.
Yeah, well, you know, my favorite analogy about LSD, because a lot of people make things like, man, this band's great, they're like Iggy and the Stooges on acid, and, you know, well, actually Iggy and the Stooges were on acid, so that's a meaningless statement, but yeah. So my favorite one of all those is the surrealist painter Dali. Hello, Dali. No, Salvador Dali, who's really was like one of my first exposures to weirdness when I was a kid. Like, I was kind of into painting when I was a kid. And my sister, when I was like 9, gave me a book of Salvador Dali and Rene Magritte's paintings. And I was like, whoa, you know, that. And then I found a Frank Zappa album in the attic and listened to it and was broken for life in a good way before I ever took any drugs. And in an interview in Playboy magazine, you know, back when people used to say, oh, I don't look at the pictures, I just read it for the interviews, when they used to have a magazine and interviews. Salvador Dali was interviewed, and the interviewer said, have you ever taken LSD? And he said, Dali said, I am LSD.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good response.
Yeah. So I think the Freedom Fiends are PCP.
We're the PCP of liberty.
Yeah. The PCP of liberty. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So let's say I got a correction from yesterday. It's not really a correction, but there's something I didn't mention when we were talking about the legendary Stardust Cowboy that's interesting. So the picture of him performing that we used yesterday in the show notes, the guy playing the weird instrument behind him, it's actually a 6-string bass tar, which is something that Fender made back in the 60s that was popular among country musicians, is Klaus Floride, the bass player from Dead Kennedys. That's now the bass player for the legendary Stardust Cowboy. That's pretty cool. And yeah. I think that Klaus Floride is one of the best made-up punk rock names ever.
Klaus Floride?
Yeah, Klaus Floride.
That is an awesome punk name.
Yeah. Klaus Floride, yeah, the guys in that band were... Klaus Floride's the bass player. The drummer was D.H. Pellegro. Pellegro meaning danger in Spanish. He was also my downstairs neighbor in L.A. for a while, way after the Dead Kennedys were broken up. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, they're still together with a different singer. But that's not my Dead Kennedys, so, you know. The singer was Jello Biafra, and you have to be a kid of the 70s to really understand that, because Biafra was a short-lived country. You know how people say now, like, if you want government, move to Somalia? In the 70s, it was move to Biafra, because it was a country where everyone was starving. And, you know, the idea of Jell-O being food that doesn't have a whole lot of, you know, here we're eating food for fun, and in that country they're starving, I guess, was the analogy, the contradiction of the name Jell-O Biafra. Hmm. And then East Bay Ray was the guitar player. Great band. Check them out, people. Check out their old stuff. It's as relevant then as it is now, especially since a lot of the songs are about invading Afghanistan from the 80s. All right, we'll be back after this trip to the market on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hi, have you heard about Bipcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, Bipcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading Bipcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining Bipcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take Bipcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to Bipcoin.org. That's Bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo India Papa Coin.org.
Yeah. Wormkin. We're going to talk about Wormkin later.
We all got to respect our pronouns.
What do you think, Phil? What do you think of the world and the where it's going?
You don't want to ask me that.
Okay. James, what do you think in one short sentence?
In one short sentence?
I'm actually sound checking, but go ahead.
Yeah, where the world is all. Hopefully freedom. But
all right. Yeah, I think it's going to where it's like Facebook, you know, bunch of logged in users, bunch of users that have, not Facebook. What is it? Oh, I'm trying to make the, Inu Vidati said it's going to be like MySpace, 300 user logged in, registered users, and no one's logged in 7 years. That's the goal with government. You think that's possible, Phil? What do you think?
I really hope so. I think that would be the optimal outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And James? It can happen.
I'll be back.
It can happen. James. It just takes people to realize that we don't really need government, and then boom.
Yeah. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Yeah. That's all it takes. You know, there's lots of theories and different ways we can go about it, but, you know, I think that as soon as people realize that the government is actually hindering our freedom, not, you know, making it, protecting it, like a lot of people seem to think, we'll be way better off. And hopefully everyone listening tonight will come to that same conclusion that we have.
Hopefully. And it's not even just hindering our freedom, because a lot of people don't even take freedom to be their goal. And government isn't just hindering our freedom, it's hindering our prosperity.
Oh, this is a good example.
Yeah, that's true. It really just it messes up our lives. It really does. Every time something's going good, government comes in.
Without government, everyone would be 8 times richer, which sounds crazy if you're not in tune with these ideas, but it's pretty true. And, you know, who knows if that means you'd have 8 times as many U.S. dollars in America or, you know, British pounds in Britain, but it'd be more like whatever the money system is, Bitcoin, whatever the money system is, you'd have the buying power of 8 times what you have now without government. Because government not only taxes you at every point, like people say, oh, I pay 25% taxes on my income tax. But, you know, you also pay tax on everything you buy, sales tax. Mm-hmm. But also, even if there's no sales tax in your state, you pay the tax in the price of the candy bar. You're also paying, you know, the road tax on the truck that brought it and the gas tax on the truck that bought it and the corporate tax on the place, the five corporations that handled it until you got it and things like mm-hmm. that. So. Yeah, they just steal every chance they get. And there's a good example. And what's the good example that we have? Oh, we're saving this one. Are we? Are we saving this one?
Well, yeah. We'll save it for the next segment. Yeah, yeah. We can lead up into it a little bit more about how taxes really, you know, everywhere you turn, you're paying a tax. Even if you're homeless
and have no income, you're still paying tax.
Yeah, it's like tax, crazy, right? How much you have to pay tax. Because, yeah. I mean, you're paying tax everywhere. You're paying tax if you put gas in your car. You're paying tax the minute you buy something. You're paying tax. You're just always, everything you do is taxed.
Back off your mic one inch, James.
Yeah, everything you're doing is just little insanely taxed.
Plosives. Yeah, yeah, I'm taxing your plosives, each one.
Yeah.
Wait, can you say plosives? You'll get a knock on your door if you say plosives, even though we're talking about audio, not things that go boom. Well, it's audio that goes boom.
we just need to not have taxes is the thing. It's just so much everywhere.
Yeah,
we turn.
And any plan to like monkey with it and make it a flat tax or only a, you know, these plans to make it, you know, no income tax but a higher sales tax or whatever, you know, all of these are just, it's just polishing the brass on the Titanic, and none of it is liberty minded.
Mm-hmm. Come on, right from the start. I mean, you have this tax on tea, and there's a whole revolution. We need fairer taxes. Well, look what that ended up.
Well, a lot of people seem to forget when you actually read the Declaration of Independence. People seem to forget what they actually said. Because the public schools, they like to tell you to no taxation without representation. But then you read the Declaration of Independence, it actually says for taxing us without our consent. You know, and I definitely did not consent to any of the taxes that we're paying, you know. So the exact reason that we fought, there was an entire Revolutionary War, an entire,
mouse pocketing me, bro?
Mouse pocketing, yeah.
You get a mouse pocket? Mouse
the entire pocket. Reason why, I don't know how to say it without saying we.
Hey, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Revolutionary War on the American side, so I guess I can say we. Sort of. I'll say sort of proxy for you.
We.
Yeah. So finish your sentence real quick.
Well, yeah, the entire reason why there was a war revolution.
Yeah.
We're going now.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
And there existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny. DJ, how do you like the Fiend stickers on our coffee pot?
They're gorgeous.
Yes. What do they say?
State speech is hate speech. and BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, and people can get them by going to freedomfiends.com and clicking on the new link at the top. It says stickers, and there will be more designs. So check back regularly. Catch them all.
Worms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Meow.
Burp. Burp.
All right, so to get a sound check here for real, I want everyone to give me a good taxation is theft in their normal speaking voice for radio. Say it. Say it, brother. You know it's
taxation
true.
Taxation yeah. is
taxation
theft.
Taxation is theft.
Separately.
Taxation
Phil?
Is theft.
Taxation Phil? Is theft.
James?
Taxation is theft.
Taxation is theft. Yeah.
Taxation right. is theft. I feel like we're in a cult.
Yeah, we are. We totally are. All right.
In the taxation is theft cult.
I'll be back. Yeah, we're fine. All right. So
we
anyway.
Repeat our mantra.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah. Yeah. So taxation takes many forms, and one is taking away your freedoms and selling them back to you, which is the topic of this next item. Do you want to start this out, one of you?
Absolutely. So apparently this guy got fined for indecent behavior. He plowed his field. Now he faces a $2.8 million fine.
Wait, is that what you kids are calling something now? Is that a euphemism, plow his field? Or you mean he actually is a farmer who plowed his field?
No, he's actually a farmer that plowed his field. But this was in, of course, Red Bluff in the People's Republic of California. A farmer faces trial in federal court this summer and a $2.8 million fine for failing to get a permit to plow his field and plant wheat in Tehama County.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't this a federal action, though? Wasn't it the feds coming after him, not the state of California?
Yes. So apparently... Yeah.
Could happen anywhere, people.
Yeah, absolutely. But apparently you're required to have a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to plow and grow crops.
That blew my mind. Grow crops or cops? Did you say cops?
Crops.
Yeah, I don't want to grow crops. So didn't... The fact that there are permits from the Army Corps of Engineers is pretty bizarre to me because... Most people don't know that exists, and secondly, if they do, they think of it as this, you know, benevolent thing that goes around helping design bridges and things. But actually, a lot of what the Army Corps of Engineers does is engineering destroying buildings in other nations, and they also come up with really crazy stuff. Like in the '60s, they were minutes away from filling in the San Francisco Bay and just leaving like a narrow inlet in it to create more land for houses. Wow. And it was basically like they did a study saying they could do it. They didn't talk about whether they should do it, but they could do it. So they were going to do it, but the politics stopped them somehow. But that's crazy, man. I just think of like the far reaching, you know, if I talk about environmental impact, people are going to say, you hippie, but environmental impact, you know, can destroy all sorts of things, including just the natural beauty of an area that people flock to because it's pretty and has good weather. But it's kind of weird talking about environmental impact because, like, you know, this story is about the government looking at environmental impact of some kind of tiny shrimp's habitat and not letting a person do anything on their own land to produce food for people. I guess what I'm saying is don't think someone's a useless hippie just because they actually have some concerns about the environment. Like, I don't like pollution, you know? I don't want to live... I like living in Wyoming, which is weird because it's like, you know, they do fracking and stuff here, but there's so few people that the air is really clean compared to San Francisco and L.A., and I've lived both places. But, yeah, governments are horrible, and this is how you get North Korea, people. You know, if you want to live in a place where people are starving and eating, you know, corn in a piece of feces that they find on the street, which is actually what happens in North Korean gulags when you protest the government, and they throw you there. People fight over that, believe it or not. It's true. You know, if you want a North Korean economy, this is how you get it, by requiring a permit for a farmer to plow his field to make food for you.
Exactly what causes the famine in North Korea and in Ukraine from the Soviet Union. This is the stuff that the United States was fighting against during the Cold War. That sounds weird, but you know what I mean. You know, this is what we were, what the states were railing against in the during the Cold War. Why Russia became so big on our enemies list, and China, because, you know, this is communism.
It's a step toward nationalizing farms is what it is, which there's actually already a lot of steps have been taken toward nationalizing farms. Kind of, I would call it fascism, because fascism is where it's unlike communism, where the government owns the means of production. In fascism, the government, there is private ownership of factories and farms and companies, but only the ones that the government wants to allow to still exist. The rest are taken over and given to people who will run them the way the government wants. And in fascism, there's an extremely high amount of government control, to the point where there's private property of business, but kind of almost, you know, it's basically government property. And the United States is edging more and more to that, to where, like, farmers, you know, if you have a bunch of cattle, you actually have to file paperwork to take a load of manure from one side of your farm to the other. Like, every farmer with a certain number of cows has to do that now. And it just kills, they don't have time to farm.
I've been arguing that I don't think there's any difference, because if you have control of property, if you have ownership of property, ownership does not mean anything without control. So if the government controls your property, the government owns your property. So once you get to the point where the government is controlling what you can do with your property, they own it. It's communism. The government owns the means of production at that point.
Yeah.
But James? That's not communism, though.
Tell me the difference. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, no. Is that Marxism?
That's not real. Yeah, that's Marxism. That's Marxism.
Okay, stay on point here. I know it sounds like you're going to take me down a whole nother road.
I'm going to take you down a semantics debate here.
I kind of don't want to.
But language is important, though. But it is fascism, because fascism is the merger of state and corporate power. And what stuff like this does is ensures that people can't compete with other corporations, and that's the purpose of the fascist control, is to make sure that there's maintaining of monopolies of the big giant conglomerate corporations that do fall and do what the government says and stuff like that. That's why you have the giant farming corporations and stuff lobby for stuff like this and fight for these small farmers who buy a farm and then a year later are being shut down over violating this one little law. And he didn't really violate it, is what it seems like. He's not actually being accused of violating the Clean Water Act by not obtaining the permit, but they're still shutting him down for not getting this permit. That's what the purpose of them doing this is, and that's what makes it fascism, is the purpose of them doing this is to ensure that there's no competition for the large corporations. And that's what the difference between making this fascism or making this, it really depends on the purpose and how they're doing it, why they're doing it, what they're doing it for, what the goal is, for the government control. Cause there's you can't just say all government action is communism. I mean, that's just, you can't say that because all government. Anytime government exists, it's exerting control over something. But communism isn't just that. Communism is something else. It's a type of...
Well, briefly, if something. You think this is important, briefly explain what... Are you sticking up for communism, or are you making a difference?
No, I'm making a difference. I'm making a difference.
I'm making a difference.
I'm making a distinction here.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
making a distinction well, here, because you can't just paint all statism as communism. Communism has only existed for the past few centuries. It was never thought of before a few centuries ago. We've had statism going back for thousands of years before this, with monarchies and stuff exerting control and monopolization of land ownership and all this kind of stuff. To call everything communism is to be intellectually dishonest, and we really can't do that, especially not when we're trying to convince these people that government is the enemy, no matter what type of government it is. It doesn't matter if it's communism, fascism, socialist government, or whatever. Any type of government is the bad thing. And if we try and paint all government as communism, then it leaves room for people to think, well, if communism is what's bad, then maybe we can use fascism to fight communism, which we can't do that.
World War II was.
Which is what World War II was, basically, fascism, USSR. Communism, and we had to pick sides on which one we were going to pick with, and using the royal we. But the whole point I'm trying to make is we got to be very careful in understanding and letting people know that this is we as the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, I got you.
Need to be careful on the language we use when telling people about. Whether this is fascism or whether it's communism, and this is definitely fascism.
Okay. Well, also, I mean, fascism technically was something that existed in Italy for about a dozen years, but there were things that resembled fascism before that, too. I mean, I think it's, I guess I'm kind of using shorthand, and I think that Phil was apt. I said something about communism. Phil did not, but I think Phil was correct in saying, that this action that we're so far off of now that I don't even know how to get back there, but this thing in California with the federal government fining a farmer over $1 million for plowing his field without getting a permit that who knows if he even knew he needed, because there's so many laws it's hard to even follow them all. And this isn't even a law. This is a rule, which are things that are not enacted. Laws are enacted by Congress or state legislatures. This is something acting like a law that's written by bureaucrats. And, you know, it's all statism, but it kind of makes a difference because they're not even obeying their own rules. But this does resemble Soviet Russia and Communist China. Back in the day that Americans were screaming against of, you know, these are unfree countries where a man can't plow his field kind of thing.
It also resembles Great Depression era United States when farmers were also told they can't plant wheat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because the price control.
In which they had the same issue.
No.
But. Things work better without intervention. That's the moral of the story here. Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
We're live, man. Yeah. All right, so we got into a whole discussion, side topic there, which I'm going to point out, not to make anybody feel bad, but because this is a radio teaching hospital, like we decided that if that kind of thing comes up again, we're going to table the side project, the side topic, and write it down. And, you know, for those of you listening who do podcasts, this is a recommendation. Like, if somebody has a complete, like, you're wrong about semantics, write it down, talk about it during the break. And this is also to other Freedom Fiends. And then discuss the idea of let's have another full topic about this. And I guess I want to talk a little more about things that government do that get in the way of, you know, and I'm not going to say fascism. I'm not going to say communism. I'm just going to say government. the state in any country do where people think they have freedoms, but if there's a piece of paper and a process to get those freedoms involved, they're not freedoms. You know, I would argue that even if you're going to go to the belief that the Bill of Rights gives you rights, which it really doesn't. It's supposed to guarantee you existing rights and they're not taken away, and it doesn't even do that. And that's a whole other side project about, you know, whether or not the Constitution can help you or you should let it help you, or but it is the law of the land. So let's pretend for a minute that governments are supposed to, they have rules and they're supposed to obey their own rules. So when the Second Amendment says that you know the rights shall not be infringed, and you're happy because you can get a permit to carry a gun in your state, the permit is infringing your rights. You know, you're having to pay to have a gun. And in a lot of states, they, you know, like allegedly a permit is supposed to, you know, like a driver's license, you know, you have to take a test to see that you can actually drive. Some states have a permit requirement, like the state I'm in, Wyoming, has a requirement where to get a permit, and you don't actually need a permit here anymore to carry a gun, but a lot of people get permits because they're recognized in other states. To get a permit here, you have to take a class. You have to show that you are competent with a gun. In the state where Phil lives, you just give them money. It's just a tax. Like, they're not even providing a so-called service of seeing that people who are carrying guns can actually safely operate them. You know, they're just collecting a tax. So they're pretending to offer a service, and they're not even offering an alleged service. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's really annoying too when you move to a state and you realize that your automatic reaction is, oh goody, it's a shall issue state.
Yeah.
But wait, they're stealing money from me to be able to protect myself.
Yeah. And yes. Shall issue doesn't even necessarily mean shall issue. Like, isn't New Hampshire shall issue, and they denied Derek J. a permit because he was, might not be shall issue. Yeah. Shall
I think
issue.
It's supposed to be, they say it's a shall issue state, but I know that they do deny people. Because yeah. I know that that's what the Free State Project likes to say, is that it's a free state because it's a shall issue state. And so I know, but I know they've denied people that for a fact, because Derek J did a whole thing about that in his, wasn't there a whole video for that in the, his victimless crime spree video? There's a whole segment about that, I thought.
Yeah, and then more things happened after that movie was made, where he made a bunch of videos on YouTube about it, because he decided he wanted to get a permit to carry a gun. He'd been open carrying, which is legal without a permit there, but he wanted to be able to carry legally. I kind of thought he was silly to go through the trouble of it, because it's, especially since it's a state where you can open carry without a permit. But, you know,
well, how is it though? That depends, because in Michigan it's the same way, where it's open carry without a permit. But if you enter your car, they consider it carrying concealed, and you need a concealed permit. So you could, like in Michigan, it's an open carry state. But if you know you can't go anywhere in your car, so I don't know if New Hampshire's like that or anything.
In Wyoming, you can have, and I have traveled many times in Wyoming with a loaded AK-47 on the passenger seat next to you. That's legal here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a free state. But,
yeah, but then again, an ounce of pot is a felony here, so.
Oh, geez. It's not a free state.
I don't even smoke pot, but I'm offended that it's illegal, and so illegal here, you know, that you can go to prison for having something that you can buy in a store in the next state.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that weird?
Crazy.
Like, you know,
it's crazy. It's
2 miles away, a mile away, you know?
Miles away, perfectly legal. Felony.
Crazy.
2 miles away.
Yeah, and it's confusing, but I actually kind of like the U.S. that all the laws aren't the same in every state, because then you can move somewhere for a little more freedom in a particular thing, if that's your thing.
Yeah.
Which is just playing your
trade-offs.
Game, like, you know, hey, still, you know, keep me out of jail.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
If that's your thing.
Fun. Worms. When we get back, we're going to talk about the difference between communism and fascism and other kinds of... James is going to get a whole long segment.
I love the Freedom Fiends, but But in this modern busy world, I just don't have time to listen all the way through every episode.
There is a solution. Go to the World Wide Web and log on to digest.freedomfiends.com and subscribe to the Freedom Fiends Digest. Digest.freedomfiends.com has 20-minute best-ofs of each episode.
20-minute best-ofs? Digest.freedomfiends.com sounds great. How much does it cost?
That's the best part. It's free. And if you listen at 1.5 speed, they're only 13 minutes long. Plus, the episodes are only about 15 megs, which is great, because I have a limited data plan.
Wow. I'm at digest.freedomfiends.com right now. It's so simple to use. And anyone who doesn't have 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends is a big old statist.
I agree with you about people who can't find 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends Digest. That's digest.freedomfiends.com.
Who's doing the intro?
I'll do it. Trigger warning.
Worms.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Robert Ion Cannon high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Please insert the purple purple wire in your cortex now. Freedom.
It's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
You kind of phoned that one in, didn't you?
Phoned that one in. That's funny. That's James was using our app. Pocket Alibi for that,
it's a
soundboard of a bunch of funny sayings that, you know, you can talk at a party and then kind of have your own laugh track. And there is a laugh track on there, but there's also a lot of things like, you know, allegedly. It started as just allegedly, and then kind of morphed into, yeah. And there's different sections. There's, you know, fun to disclaimers. Advice, things like that.
Triggering.
You know why we say in that intro we say at Financial Beast Plaza. Do you guys know what that means and what that's making fun of or joking about?
Your cat?
No. That's funny. Yeah, the cat Beast. No, we called this before. My cat Beast is probably named after that, if anything. So you guys know what the Dave Ramsey show is? It's like a money advice show on mainstream talk radio. You ever heard it?
No, I don't think I ever listened to that.
No.
It's good. I mean, I've listened to it when there's nothing else on and I'm driving, don't feel like listening to music, but it's such basic money advice that, you know, if he was sick one day, I could sit down and do his show and I've probably listened to the equivalent of two whole shows of his, but it's like, you know, it's basically get out of debt, cut up your credit cards, pay off. And, you know, basically he says the only thing you should be paying every month is, you know, your bills and your mortgage, and that's it. And you should invest in a house. And, you know, it's kind of good old school, not really investing advice, just financial advice. And he takes calls and he takes calls from people who are like, well, I have three credit cards that are maxed out and my neighbor's cousin is having a destination wedding in the Bahamas, and I don't know if I should go. Should I get another credit card so I can go? And Dave Ramsey's like, no. You know, almost, no, you idiot. You know, like stuff that anybody who's smart about money could answer. But he's real folksy and real down-to-earth, and Republican Christian people like him. And, you know, he's good. He helps. He's kind of like an AA sponsor about money for his audience, you know? Like, people call him in and tell him their problems, and he tells them what to do, and it's good stuff. But he says, his radio show says at the beginning that he's broadcasting from Financial Peace Plaza. Like, you know, that's what he calls his studio, Financial Peace Plaza. Like, you are at peace with your finances if you listen to his show and do what he says. So I just thought it was funny, Financial Peace Plaza, and ours is Financial Beast Plaza. Finances are a beast, man. Yeah.
So all right. So that's what that's from, huh?
That's what that's from. Yeah. Well, it's not inside if you explain it once, because then it goes into the Congressional Record of the Freedom Fiends. And see, my plan is, since we're saving all of our episodes on the torrents, and you can become a torrent, BitTorrent Freedom Fiend hoster by going to the freedomfiends.com website and clicking on the link that says Torrent Club. at the top. There's also one on the right sidebar down a ways. And it shows you how to, like, turn your computer into a Fiends torrent server that automatically downloads the new archives every 2 weeks and then allows other people to download them from your and other people's computers. And you can help the Fiends if you can't donate. You can do this by leaving it on at night or when you're at work. You can even set up scheduling in BitTorrent. And it's safe. It doesn't open your computer up to anything, but it just, you know, BitTorrent is its own little sandbox. But it it helps preserve us. So if, you know, let's say I die and the government, or, you know, let's say we all end up in jail for free speech in 3 years in Clint's, or no, in 8 years, you know, in Trump's third term. And when he reveals the fact that he's been a Democrat his whole life and he is a uber statist, even if he kind of pretends to be a liberty guy, freedom guy sometimes. But
when does he pretend that?
When he's talking to people who want to believe that, you know, like the NRA, who believe they're freedom people but really aren't. The NRA, you can tell, aren't freedom people because they strongly back the military and the police. And those are the people that are going to take your guns away, people. It's true.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Who do they think are going to be the ones that round up the guns?
Yeah. And, you know, if some of the people in the military and the police are oath keepers and they're like, okay, I'm not going to take guns away from honest American citizens and my neighbors and friends and strangers I don't know who are practicing their Second Amendment rights. There are police and soldiers who won't do that. First of all, in a state of emergency, like civil war or a collapse of the system where people are starving and looting the streets and stuff. First of all, in Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, the mayor ordered the Ohio National Guard. They'll bring people in from out of town, basically, to do it.
And like if
the sheriff won't do it, and they did it, took away guns from people, just went door to door. There's video of them beating up an old lady, taking away her little 5-shot revolver.
Yeah, they've taken away guns.
The guns the most. Yeah, done that. And the other thing is, like, if soldiers won't.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was just me or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's going on, but I don't know if Michael's getting nuked or something.
Yeah, well, I think Michael's going to have to switch to DSL.
Michael's going to have to. We'll have to. Hopefully you can still hear us, board op, but hopefully it's just affecting Michael and not the whole application here. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're still here.
I think we're still here. We're still here, board op, but hopefully. All right, good. All right. Yeah, so basically what Michael was saying there, to continue on with that, is during Hurricane Katrina, they actually did round up people's guns. And there, you know, it did happen. It has happened in America, and it was done by, you know, the National Guard. And they went around, and they were the ones who went around and took away the guns. And it happened. And so it's not like it hasn't happened. People will say, oh, well, that kind of stuff won't happen here. Our military, our police won't do that. Well, they will, because they have. They have. During Hurricane Katrina, they did. And it's, you can look up the videos of it. There's videos of them going door to door, confiscating guns, beating up little old ladies who don't want to give up their guns because they're trying to defend themselves from, you know, people looting and stuff like that. And so it does happen here, and it has happened here. So you got to remember that.
Absolutely. And you know, even the oath keepers, you know, what they put themselves forth as, you know, we will not commence in this behavior. Well, I understand that's an honorable sentiment, but many of them, I strongly suspect, are not going to be able to hold that up. And those who do, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to be fired, or they're going to be
worse.
If right,
they're in,
exactly.
You know, if they're in the military, they'll probably face they'll be facing a lot of going through maybe a court martial or something like that over, you know, refusing to obey the orders of their superior officers and all that kind of stuff. So saying that they'll disobey an order that they believe violates the rights of the people, but then actually disobeying it is a completely different thing.
Right. Absolutely. And that might be, I'm not sure if that's grounds for dishonorable discharge or not, but
I'm sure that they'll make it grounds.
Right.
They can make anything grounds for anything, you know. I'm sure that they will. I'm sure that that would result in a lot of dishonorable discharges if, you know, if an order came down from above to confiscate firearms and you had the military refusing to do so. That would result in some dishonorable discharges or worse.
Yeah, absolutely. A mass culling of the military forces. Of course, it wouldn't even really be that mass because how many Oath Keepers are there to begin with? I don't think it's that, you know, it's a relatively large movement, but I don't think it's really substantial. And even if it is, how many of those people would, like I said before, actually commit to it, or who would go along with the program, or who would just let themselves be convinced that, well, this is why this needs to be. It's not really violating the Constitution because of this and this welfare clause, whatever,
you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or time of war clause, or whatever, yeah, they want to pull out.
You know, state of emergency.
Right. Yeah. Well, Posse Comitatus didn't actually exist until after the Civil War, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of scary to see that people will have so much faith in, you know, the enforcement arm of the state actually protecting them in times of crisis instead of just doing what the enforcement arm of the state has always done for all governments, and that's enforce the will of government.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's, and those conservatives that, I hate taxes. I hate taxes. The IRS is an evil institution, but I love the men in blue. Well, who do you think is going to be knocking on your door, getting ready to drag you off to jail if you don't pay your taxes? It's going to be the men in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to reject that job? No, of course not. When have they ever?
They haven't. They've never rejected. I don't know of any incidences of any police refusing to go and knock on someone's door for tax evasion or whatever. I've never heard a story of that. I don't know if it's happened. I guess I can't probably say it's happened just because I've never heard a story of it, but I doubt it's happened. If someone has a, you know, an article about a time that it's actually happened, send it in. let me read it. But I don't think it's ever happened you've had these people that have said, no, we're not going to enforce eminent domain laws and take over someone's land from them, you know, to put a pipeline through it or whatever. You know, I don't think that's ever happened.
Right. Or enforcing the EPA regulations. There are numerous cases of EPA regulations where people buy a piece of land and then suddenly the EPA decides to come down on them and call it a wetland because they find some sort of bird or whatever, some sort of species that's considered endangered for one reason or another. And they can't build on that land. And if they have built something, then they have to, they're put on the hook for thousands and thousands of dollar fines.
Even millions.
On a recurring basis.
Yeah, even millions just for building a shed on some wetlands.
Absolutely. Even if it's not even wetlands. Right. A lot of the times it's not even actually wetlands.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Well, we can talk about some
conservatives getting triggered by a video game.
Oh, no. And I gotta say, conservatives getting triggered is kind of funny. Conservatives always yell at liberals and call them snowflakes, and they are. Most liberals, a lot of liberals now are really easy to trigger, and, you know, I heard a really disturbing thing the other day was that 71% of college students in America in a poll
are triggered.
I don't know how good these polls are triggered. Yeah, basically think the government should regulate hate speech,
yeah.
Which, you know, and their definition of hate speech is like not using their proper pronoun. And I got to jump in real quick because I want to get this in the show. I want to talk about Wormkin. And then we'll talk about Ubisoft. It kind of sounds like something that should be the same topic if you just listen to the words Ubisoft, Wormkin. so, Wormkin, kin, the suffix kin, like, you know, cat kin, dog kin, Wormkin, is a thing where, okay, so you know how now people say there's like 200 genders or something, and we actually gender talked to our DNA our DNA scientist friend who said that, well, there's sort of five genders, but three of them, you know, in that, if we're talking about X chromosome, or maybe we're talking about sexes, but yeah. You know, there's three
there's like
genders
five sexes, yeah.
That are so rare. Yeah, three sexes that are so rare, like point like one in less than 100 people. Or less than 1 in 300 people have them. So let's say that there's five sexes. There's male, female, and there's XXXX, so YZ, I don't know, something. But so Phil Kevin McKernan said there should either be two genders or 8 billion. Was what he said, which I kind of like. So either there's two, or maybe 2/5. Or, you know, everybody has their own. But there's something that kind of goes along with that. There are more than 25 genders. That is, people who identify as non-human. So they're trans-speciesist. And this sounds like a joke, but it's serious. There are people who, you know, they say, I'm not a human, I'm a cat. You have to identify with me as a cat. You have to call me a cat. You have to treat me like a cat. You have to put out saucers of milk or whatever. Now that some people
it's okay,
are like
Michael.
That,
this is a safe space. You can admit okay, what you need
I can,
to.
I'm a cat. Yeah, but you know, and the name for this, like the pronoun for this, or maybe the verb. I'm not sure. I mean, the noun maybe is
kin.
Is kin. Like yeah. So if you're a cat, you know, you're talking about catkin is the collective state of people who are identifying as cats. Or dogkin, or, and I just thought wormkin kind of is a joke because we say worms on the show, like worms, which is kind of our aloha. It means hello, it means goodbye, it means word, like, you know, like rappers in 1981 on MTV used to say word, which meant you speak the truth, brother, or that was true what I just spoke, brother. It, I think it comes from, you know, like the Bible, like the Bible is the word is God, you know, like you speak the gospel truth, brother, you speak the word, you
you're
speak
the truth.
Word. That's my belief of the etymology. I've never seen that, but it seems to make sense.
I didn't think about that, but you're probably totally right.
Yeah. A buddy that always said you're the truth.
Yeah. Cause you know, back in the '80s, black people still had a living grandmother who went to church a lot, had her church lady brim, you know. Those people have mostly died out, but so that's what I think it was. You know, I think it's word. You know, I could even see that there might have been some minister somewhere who ended sermons with word, and that's where it came
instead
from.
Instead of like amen.
yeah, word.
Cool
some
amen.
Preacher.
People say amen too a lot.
Amen, brother. Yeah, 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 I mean that's been my whole life. That's been slang for I agree.
Yep. Amen so, to your mother.
Since worms is our word. And it's also our secret. If we ever stop saying worms and start saying word, it means we are contacted by the government, but they'll throw us in jail if we say we're contacted by the government, and that's actually a thing in the Patriot Act. So it's our canary.
We're
like
losing
canary
it
in
again.
The coal mine. Yeah.
That's the canary in the coal mine.
Did you say you're losing me again?
It sounded like you're buffering a little bit. I don't know if it was just
Well, you know, it's Wyoming.
But
it's Wyoming internet.
Yeah. So, yeah, worms is the canary
Wormkin.
In the coal mine.
Yeah. So we're Wormkin. We are... The co-hosts, this is a new Freedom Fiends executive order. So the proper word for Freedom Fiends co-hosts and hardcore fans is now Wormkin. All right, my Wormkin?
Worms.
Yeah. We have a glossary. There's actually a glossary on the Freedom Fiend site, but I haven't updated it in like 5 years. It's like all like Nemeh Vedati slang, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how old is the Fiends again?
For the last 6 years. Six years as a podcast, 4 years on radio.
Nice.
I got better things to do, man. Yeah. We'll talk about Financial Beast Plaza and then... what is it? Ubi? What's the kind of sushi we're going to talk about?
No, what? Is that Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
Yeah. Ubisoft, brother.
Ubisoft,
hey, speak for yourself. Ubisoft.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you tired of driving your kids to G.G. Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where G.G. took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the G.G.est place on Earth. G.G. always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to G.G.'s grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find G.G. Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, Meow Bit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating G.G. Allen's face.
Worms. Still haven't been contacted by the government during the break. Have not been. All right, this is Freedom Fiends. A couple things real quick. So we talked earlier about Financial Beast Plaza, which is what we call where we broadcast from, which is named after Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace Plaza, because he teaches financial peace, how to be at peace with, you know, not to be in a lot of debt, how to get out of debt and own a home. And I assumed Financial Peace Plaza was his house, you know. Like most radio, a lot of radio shows do radio from their house now. I'll tell you another secret, people. A lot of radio shows that sound live are pre-taped. I believe including Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are pre-taped, I think. And like, you know, because they take phone calls, and the phone calls that they don't want in the show, they take out. Also, actually, Rush Limbaugh was caught about 10 years ago. Using actors for a lot of his callers. Like he was scripting the notes of what the caller should ask about. But I don't know if he still does that, but it was proven, allegedly, years ago that he was doing that. So I looked up Financial Peace Plaza. It's actually a sprawling, beautiful office building. And he's, you know, I mean, it looks like Fox News inside, and he's doing radio, not TV. I guess he has a YouTube channel, too. But, like, I mean, this place has, like, a coffee bar in it, you know. It's really plush. And that just goes to show that talking about money pays better than talking about liberty. And you should donate to the Freedom Fiends. Some months I lose money on this show. Some months I make a little money, net. Maybe it works out, but I work about 25 to 30 hours a week total on the show, including training new hosts, editing, you know, trying to get more stations, all the stuff that goes into this. The hosts come on once or twice, or in Phil's case this week, three times a week, and I thank you for your service, but I'm here every day. I'm working on this every day doing something, and, you know, then I'll end up a little bit ahead with money, and then I'll do something like, you know, I'm going to start this Cuss-Free Liberty streaming channel to try to reach people who like liberty but don't like cussing. And, you know, that cost me $200 and $206 a year for the server and $10 a year for the domain name. But I do it anyway because I can't not do it. And I could see people saying, you know, if you're really not making enough money to do this show, the market has spoken. But here's the thing. We don't put a lot of ads on the show. Like on the there's the ads the radio station puts on and that the network puts on, but our ads aren't for go out and buy Phil's coffee in Seattle and say the Freedom Fiend sent you. We don't do that for the most part. We donate a lot of our ad time to like antiwar.com and FIJA.org, fullyinformedjuryorganization.org. We don't charge them for that. Cell 411, we talk about all the time, and you should go get Cell 411. It's a free app for iPhone and the other thing, Android, that allows you to call friends instead of 911 when you're in an emergency. And, you know, your friends won't shoot you when they show up. Sometimes the cops will. So
sometimes.
I basically, like, when I start getting ahead and making money at this, I spend the money on something else to increase liberty. And here's the thing. Liberty doesn't pay. Nobody's making money at it. Free Talk Live sort of makes money at it. They were making more money years ago, but, you know, times have gotten tougher. And also, selling radio ads has gotten tougher because of the internet. Like, you know, a lot of people go advertise on Google because they can target, or Facebook, because they can target, you know, a particular audience better than radio can. Radio is kind of like a shotgun. It just sprays everywhere, and you hope that the people get it. And most radio, because of that, is lowest common denominator, and we're not that. We try to do something that's kind of weird. It's kind of niche. We're not on a lot of stations. We're on like 29 or 30 stations right now. And, you know, Free Talk Live's on 170 stations, and that's even not a lot compared to, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh and people are on 600 or 700 stations. They're pretty much on every talk radio station, or at least in every city that has a talk radio station. And they actually charge. We can't charge. No one's going to pay to have this on. This is like middle of the night. Yeah, we need something to fill. So we'll put the Freedom Feeds on. But we get to bring the message of true liberty and voluntarism to people who would not otherwise hear it. Because people who listen to talk radio are not going to find this on the internet, probably, unless we tell them, hey, we're also on the internet. So if you want to give a little money to Freedom Fiends, take PayPal, Bitcoin, send a check if you need to. Go on the freedomfiends.com site. At the bottom of every post, there's a spinning coin. And click on that. It tells you how to donate. All right. So Manuel Noriega died a little while ago, during the show, I think. It was breaking news. He was the socialist leader of Panama. And I want to point out that the man dies, but socialism didn't carry on. It carries on. You know, like when the guy from Cuba, what's his name? Phil?
Fidel
leader
Castro.
Of Cuba. Yeah, when Castro died, you know, people like conservatives and libertarians and anti-socialist people said, oh, this is a great move for the world. And it's like, no, it's not, because it's not dead. You know, it carries on without the man. So, but he was a drug dealer, right, James? Tell how he was a drug dealer.
He worked with the CIA from the 50s to the 80s.
Yeah,
you know, making sure that the CIA was supplied with tons of drugs for their black ops.
Yeah, cocaine. That's how. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing. You guys don't know who Gary Webb is, do you?
Name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, everyone should know who Gary Webb is. And if you do homeschooling, you should. If your kids are old enough to handle big issues, you should probably teach your kids about Gary Webb. So Gary Webb was a newspaper, Pulitzer Prize winning newspaper journalist, started at the San Jose Mercury News, ended up at the Los Angeles Times, wrote a series of articles. He's the reason we know the CIA was dealing drugs, or are pretty sure the CIA was dealing drugs. He broke that story. And then he later died of a multiple gunshot suicide. Now, wrap your head around, and I'm putting that in air quotes, multiple gunshot air quotes.
Oh, that's the reporter that broke the story with Rick Ross, right?
Maybe. Let me see. Rick Ross. The not the rapper.
The drug dealer. The rapper stole the name from.
Yeah. You know what's kind of funny about the rapper stealing the name from that is that's kind of the plot of that movie CB4. Like there's some dangerous drug dealer who's hard and everyone respects him and fears him, and he goes to prison, and then Chris Rock wants to make it in rap and takes his name, and when the guy gets out of prison, he is not happy.
But that's pretty much what happened with Rick Ross, because he's not happy about Rick Ross stealing his name.
But think about multiple gunshot suicide. Like, that just sounds like a, can that really happen? You know,
and he shot himself multiple times in the head.
Yeah, which, you know, the implication is he was probably murdered, but it actually is a possibility for multiple gunshot suicide, but it's so extraordinarily rare. I mean, basically, whenever there's a multiple gunshot suicide, it's usually that the person flinched, because it's a natural response to flinch when a bullet comes to your head, even if you're shooting it, and, like, you know, they just grazed the top of the skull or something, and then they, you know, plant one in a place that kills him. But he had, like, you know, planted square in his head two gunshots, which sounds like not suicide to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is, depending on what gun it was, I suppose there is 22. The possibility of a double fire.
It'd be possible with a 22, but I don't think it was a 22.
Yeah. Yeah, if he tried to kill himself with a 22, that's not a smart way to do it.
Yeah, if you kill yourself with a 22, you may be dying for a day.
Yeah.
Or you may be dying for a week. You might just die of sepsis, because 22 bullets are greasy, and that people often die from sepsis when shot with a 22. Guess they don't die right away, but they push infections through their body.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess the thing about what I said before about, you know, I got to tag up one thing here about the market not providing with the Freedom Fiends, but the market is providing, because we have listeners. They're just all dirt poor and trying to make it. You know, I guess our target audience is largely people who are young and don't yet, you know, have it together to have a lot of money to donate. So I think we're doing community service to help people that really can't afford to donate a lot. So if you can't afford to donate, please give a donation and it will go to Liberty. And I'm going to call this show "The Market Will Not Provide," because it's kind of a, like, you know, libertarians and will go, wait, it does. What are they talking about? It's link bait. The market does provide. But in this case, the market is listeners, not people who give money. So thank you for your service if you can help out. And if you don't have money, you can torrent. If you have a computer and you don't have money, you can run torrents at night and help out the computer. So speaking of people who are paid by who are doing something that what they're doing exactly probably wouldn't exist in a free market, but the government basically pays them and creates the situation for them to be paid. Let's talk about Evergreen College in particular. So what happened at Evergreen College, Phil?
Well, of course, this was in Washington, but at Evergreen College, there's a day of absence that they have every year. And on the day of absence, people of color they voluntarily stay absent from school on that day to make a social justice statement. Well, this year they decided to change things up. And instead of voluntarily being absent from campus, they told all of the white people to just stay away. They said, wow. All of the white people on campus, take your day of absence instead. Wow. And one professor sent an email basically saying no. And the social justice crowd on campus just crowded his office and protested
him.
And berated him and yelled. And once somebody was called to check it out, like a campus security, they fled and hid in the library.
Who, the security did?
No, the social justice crowd.
Okay.
And supposedly they're looking for hostages or something. It's ridiculous.
Hostages? What about hostages?
I don't know how much I believe that. That's essentially what.
That was probably talk. But
yeah.
They did, you know, there was a big outcry. First of all, they surrounded him and filmed, you know, like basically bullied him. Like a bunch of people, not necessarily armed and not necessarily willing to beat people up. But when 30 people surround one person and start filming him and yelling at him, I could see how that could be considered very, first of all, bullying. Second of all, aggression. You know, it's a threat of we're going to do something to you that I think a lot of people would take as a threat. But the police came to him and said, if you go to school, we can't guarantee your freedom, which almost sounds to me like the police are in on it. Or, you know, maybe there have been so many threats that the police are just sick of checking it out and just don't want to deal with it. Not that they check it out or deal with it ever.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah. He's seriously at fear of physical harm. He's holding
Yeah, and he's a liberal. So basically, liberals are eating their own, is what this comes down to.
Yep.
Yeah. Worms. Ubisoft. Let me get back. Ubisoft.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, we just talked about the college kids getting triggered. Now time to talk about some conservatives getting triggered.
My thoughts exactly.
Everybody's getting triggered. Far Cry 5, which is a video game released by the video game company Ubisoft, well, soon to be released, they've decided to set their newest video game in a small fictional town in Montana, where the enemies in the video game are a radical doomsday cult who's terrorizing a town, and they're the people you're battling in the game. And this is triggering conservatives to the point where they're doing change.org petitions to cancel the entire video game, and they're pretty upset about the setting of this video game.
Yeah, well, all them Canadian Frenchies attack in America, right? For those of you who don't know, Ubisoft is based in Montreal, so that's where the joke came from. It makes sense for gamers on the inside.
Yep. Well, now the radio knows too. Yep. But yeah, so it's people are looking at this and they're calling for the cancellation of this game. But, you know, it's probably going to be a terrible game. It's Ubisoft games usually are. Where's my allegedly button?
Well, also, whenever you try to make a political statement about a game, because apparently what they're trying to do is actually put some sort of political statement into this. And maybe that's just kind of a foisted idea, and that's not actually what they're doing, but from what I've read, it is. And whenever you try to make a political statement with a game, it almost always ends up terrible. And the only thing I can think of that is an exception to this rule is this War of Mine, which was actually very, very capturing. And this War of Mine was a game that was essentially a war protest, that you played a character that was trying to stay alive with his friends in a war zone, and he wasn't a soldier or an insurgent or anything. He was just somebody that was trying to survive and keep his family and friends alive during war. And that was a really great game. But outside of that, you know, especially with stuff like social justice ideas and things like that, when you try to put your political leanings into your games, it usually comes out as kind of a not so good game.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that, because, like, take for example, Metal Gear Solid.
I hated that game.
Well, that's because you don't know anything about video games. No, Metal Gear Solid was one of my favorite video game series as a kid, and that always had kind of, there was always a little bit of a, like a it actually would taught me a lot when I was a kid playing the game. It taught me about how the war economy works and how arms sales and all that kind of stuff makes money for the rich kind of thing. So, you know, there's a whole purpose of war to make money, and it's not to actually go in freedom, but it's about the economy that comes out of war. And that's why there's so much war going on. So there are ways to have, like, it's kind of like a political message in a video game where it's not like the overall theme of it. Because, I mean, there are video games out there that are just nothing but political garbage. Like, I believe the video game that sprung up the whole Gamergate thing with Depression Quest, which was horrible.
It was. That wasn't even a game.
It wasn't even a game. It was a tell your own, just like a tell your own adventure kind of storybook, and they called it a video game, but it wasn't. It was horrible. But moral of the story, I guess, don't be triggered. Just don't buy the game if you think it's going to be terrible, which I'm probably not going to buy it because the last Far Cry wasn't very good.
Yeah, and enjoy your media as it is. Don't try to make. I don't know. It's, don't get so upset when somebody puts their ideas into their work. You know, people have their own ideas, and if it's a good game, it's a good game, and if it's a bad game, it's a bad game.
Yep. But the market will decide whether this is a good game or not. People will play it, and if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But just because you don't agree with its setting, because you don't agree that a doomsday cult's the enemy, doesn't mean to try and call for it to be canceled. There might be some people that enjoy this game.
And war is a racket.
War is a racket.